You know, there were a number of questions from the previous studio about the Urim and Tumim we discussed, the Shittas Rambam. We are not going to go into now. If you want to discuss that further, we can. There were some things that weren't so clear, so I apologize about that. The next studio we're doing today is the Psul of Malva Beribis. The Mishnah in Chav Dalman Beis lists that Malva Beribis is one of the examples of something that's disqualified, an individual is disqualified from testifying or being a judge in a normal Beis Din. So what's the basis of this Psul? So Rashi tells us on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Chav Dalman Beis, that all these listed in the Mishnah are possible because of Rashi de Hamas. And Rashi on Chof Hemra Aleph says specifically by a Malva Beribis, he says, let's do the Gemara first actually. The Gemara says in Chof Hemra Aleph, I'm a Rabba, lo but Beribis possible. Someone who lends, who borrows money for Ribis is possible either. The Ha'anan Tanan Malva Beribis, don't we say only a Malva, the person who lends the money, not the person who borrows the money? The Gemara says, no, Milva Haba Beribis. The mission is not Malva Beribis, it's a Milva Haba Beribis. Any loan, whether you're borrowing or lending with interest, you need possible to be an aid. Rashi writes in Chafei, the Kai Malon HaMalva VeHalove Ovrim below Sese, both the Malva and the Love are violating an Issa Deraisa. The Chavin the Chimun Mamun Ma'avir Al Das, since it's the desire, the lust for money that makes him over the Issa Deraisa, Havli Kirosh the Hamas. They're going to be considered, categorized as a Rosh the Hamas. The Over Nami Alosa Sebi Pe Chimun Mamun. Because the Rosh the Chamas, the Chimun of money, caused them to violate an Isser Deraisa. So therefore, they're Rosh the Chamas. That's why they're possible. Rosh the Chamas. The Rambam, Hilchos Eidus, where it's Perik Yud, Lacha Dalad, learns like the Rashi as well. In the beginning of Perik Dal, he talks about the second category of Rasha. We spoke about the Rambam. There are two categories of Rasha. There's Rasha Stam, who's Chayiv Malkus and the other Onish, Mrs. Bastin. And there's Rasha the Chamas. One of the examples the Rambam writes, V'chein ha-malva b'ribis echar alova v'echar ha-malva shneim psulun edus. They're both possible. Whether you're the malva, the lova, you borrow or lend with interest, you're a possible. In ribis ktuta, if it's a set amount of interest, asu harehim psulun leidus min ha-torah. You're possible with deraisa. So both Rashi and Rambam say they're possible with deraisa, the malva v'lova, because they're Rasha the Chamas.
Where do we know
that Rambam says? Perek Yud Halacha Dalet. He has in the beginning of Halacha Dalet, he says, V'od yesham risham mishayim psulun leidus. Afa pishayim b'neim b'neish tashlumim ve'ena b'nei malchus hol v'lokim mamon she'eno shelahem b'chamas sulin she'nemar ki yokum eid chamas. One of the examples is a malva beribis, is it Rosh of the chamas.
Also, I don't know if it's such a good view, but it might be that Rashi, you know, might not say that it's really a Rosh of the chamas like completely. And if you look, he doesn't say even Kiva the Mom of your Alda, how you like Rosh the Hamas, he say how you like Kirosh the Hamas. I don't know if it's like if you knock down like a more like either one.
Okay, fair enough. I'll accept that. No, I'm serious. Maybe the Kir is not quite Kir. But still, why does Ram have to say that then why is he possible? Rashi should have said he's possible because he's just a Rasha Stam. There's two types of Rishaim here, Rasha Stam and Rasha Chamas. Why is he comparing to Rasha the Chamas? Seemingly he's talking about Psul Deraisa.
Okay.
So, but the kick could be very important for the following reason. This next smart rock. What is Rashi saying Rosh Hashanah? Anybody see Rashi and Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
Yeah? No? I thought you guys went through the Marvel Kamas.
Oh,
I tried that one, Jeremy, huh?
You said Rashi,
sorry. I didn't say Rashi Shana there?
No,
oh, okay. So Rashi, on the Mishnah on Chav Beis, which is almost identical to the Mishnah that we have, yeah, we shouldn't say identical, but a similar type of Mishnah, Rashi says, what does he say? Malva Beribis, Lava Gazlan de Raisahu. He's not a Gazan Deraisa to disqualify him from the Pasuk of Rosh the Chamas. He gives it on his own. So he's arguing, first of all, in the Rashi and Sanhedrin. Rashi and Sanhedrin says Amal Baribis is Pasim Adiraisa. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says he's not Pasim Adiraisa. And why is he not? Because he's not a Gazlan. What's the Machlokas about? There's definitely a Machlokas, but what are they arguing about?
There, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says he's not Rosh Hashanah Thomas.
Right. Why not? Why doesn't he? Why is he saying that? Yeah, raising your hand, Yoni.
Yeah. Maybe it's based on the question we were speaking about last time about general nature of Rosh and Psum, things like that. About whether it's Hashash. Shaker, or just the general Sulg, there's a Kusuv. In other words, like also the Ran, I'm not sure if it's the same thing. The Ran also says that it's Midaraisa, and he's not Machshav the Svara of Yoyle Midaite, whatever. I'm not sure this is where you're going here, but also Tosos also agrees with this Rashi, and he says it is only Darbonan because it's Svara of Yoyle Midaite. So it could be, so the question is, do you hold the Svara of Yoyle Midaite or not? So that could be based on that if it's just the Gider's Kusuv, then we don't necessarily care about the svar per se about chashash mishaker or not. It's just the fact that if you did this avera, that you did this maisa, so then you're not worthy to be of being, then you're possibly deraisa.
I think you're misunderstanding the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. You think Rashi Rosh Hashanah agrees with Tosfos?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Fleece, I'll explain to you what I think he's saying. They're arguing about how to define Rosh Hashanah Chamas. Okay? Yeah, so yeah, you want to finish it? Has Rashi and Rosh Hashanah view Rosh Hashanah?
I never get a chance to see Rashi and Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, I'll read it to you.
Please, no, please.
Yeah. Malva Baribis, Lav Gazlan Deraisahu. The Mishle Mishum Al Teshus Eid Hamas. I'll just stop there for now. I'll read an important line. Malva Baribis, Lav Gazlan Deraisahu. The Mishle Mishum.
Oh, because he's not a Gazlan, because we said Rashi's definition of what a Gazlan Deraisa is. Rashi holds that it's a like this is a Chanis
Miyana
Mitzri.
Okay. Rashi
and Rosh
Hashanah
is learning that it's not a Gazlan Doraisa because of that. So maybe
that's halfway there.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay.
I didn't have a chance to formulate.
You just got 5 more minutes. Okay.
We took a 5 minute
break.
I let the Rebbe say it. I mean, I just need some time to formulate.
You're right. Yours is the second point. The first point is, how would you define Rosh Hashanah Chamas? What does Chamas mean? What? Violate what deraisa? Exactly. Chamas means only gzela. That's what chamas means according to Rashi Rosh Hashanah. Gzela is the definition of Rosh Hashanah chamas. Nothing else. Chamas means gzela. In the Torah, it means gzela. Gzeres hakasuf. Dafka gzela. And that's what Rashi says. Well, since Amalva Baribis is not gzela, and I think based on what Gary is saying, it's not gzela because it's not vayigzal sachanis. You're not doing an aggressive act here, stealing something. Mimele it's not gzela, and therefore it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah Chamas. It's limited to the word chamas, gzera shakasav, gzela only. That's shot in Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. It's like what you're saying, not what you're saying, but the idea, the gzera shakasav, and it's limited to the gzera shakasav, which is gzela. Now the line that you were confused with, he's explaining why is Malva Baribis not gzela? Because he says, the yahiv lemidaite. Since he gives it willingly, it's not an aggressive form of stealing money. And it's not, that's why it's not gzela. Not what you were saying, that he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. That's why it's not gzela. So two assumptions he makes, the Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. One assumption is, Hamas is related, Rosh the Hamas is only gzela. Assumption two is, Malva Baribis is not gzela. Okay. Okay, therefore, one of them has to do gzela. You know, I don't remember if that's one. I didn't look through the whole list. You're right. I wonder, but that's a good place to look. Whether Malva Baribis would be also over this or gzela. I wonder. Yeah.
Why can't you say that? Really, Rashi isn't arguing with himself, and that just in Rosh Hashanah he's looking at Rosh Hashanah as the perspective of a Gazan. but in Sanhedrin. So in the, from the perspective of Gazlin, since it's the Yelena Mache, you're going to say that, okay, fine, he's not considered Gazlin, therefore, through the perspective of Gazlin, Vivis would not be considered Rosh Hamas. However, if you look at it through the perspective of Simon Mammon, since in by the case by Ribbis, there is a Simon Mammon, we're going to say that he is Rosh Hamas. That really, enough, the Namah Rashi holds that Mammon Ribbis is Rosh Hamas. However, if you look through the perspective of Gazlin, which is what Rashi in Rosh Hashanah does, you can say, through that perspective, you're going to say that he's not Rosh Hashanah. Well, I'm not sure why we're putting it as machlokes.
You just said machlokes. When they come from different perspectives, because that means they view it from different angles, they're arguing with each other.
No, but the real Rashi holds that Malvin Ribbis, that Rosh Hamas can be viewed from the perspective of Gazlin and also even Mum, which is not what you're saying.
No, but in the end of the day, is Malburibus possible Midiraisa or not?
It is.
Did you see the Rashi Rosh Hashanah?
I'm saying, so he's saying, if you look at it in a vacuum through the Issa of Gazlonis, therefore, you're going to say that
I'm not buying it.
It's hard to say that there's, like, skewers in Rashi.
I mean, I don't think it's any more clear than this. He says, yeah. Yeah, that's what Jake pointed out also before. So that will, but in the end of the day, he thinks it's possible deraisa. In Sanhedrin, it's only possible derabanan in Rosh Hashanah. There's definitely a machlokas. In Rashi, yeah. I think so, yeah. The different. So Rashi and Sanhedrin says Rosh the Chamas is not only stealing, it's not a Gzeiris HaKasav. Rosh the Chamas means whenever you do something because of Chimin Mamun. Gzeiris is an example, Malvar Brivis is also an example. Any type of Chimin Mamun, Isser of Chimin Mamun, will be considered Rosh the Chamas. What? Like it, right, like Rosh the Chamas, that's fine. No, Rashi in Sanhedrin says it's Pasul Midiraisa. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says it's only Pasul Midirabanan though. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So Rashi and Sanhedrin, as we were just saying, could argue on one of two points from Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. One point is that he expands the definition of Rosh the Chamas. Rosh the Chamas is not simply Gzeiris HaKasav and Gzeil only. It's more of a svara of the Chashash Meshaker, like we've been talking about. The Chashash Meshaker, and therefore that would apply to any Isser of Chimin Mamun. That's one approach. What would be a second approach? What were the two assumptions Rashi and Rosh Hashanah had? We were arguing both. We could argue both assumptions. Exactly. Is Malva Baribis what you were trying to get at? Whether he quotes one of the Isurim, if one of the Isurim is a Gzela for Ribis, I don't think he does. But that's a discussion. I'm not going to go and get involved in that. But is Malva Baribis some extension of Gzela? That might be what Rashi is saying. Excellent. So if Mal Baribis is Kegazlan, that really Rashi and Rosh Sanhedrin also thinks Rosh Hashanah is Dafka Gazlan. But maybe Mal Baribis is also a Gazlan. So it might be a Machlokas whether or not Mal Baribis is Gzela or not. And what would that Machlokas be based on? Whether you categorize Mal Baribis as a Gzela or not? What's that Machlokas about? What's the alumnus there, Gary?
An actual Maisa Gzela, like I actually physically take it from you, or could it also be, yeah,
there you go.
The Hepsin Mammon. So, Mal Burris is not a Maisa Gzela, but it is Hepsin Mammon, causing the guy a great deal of loss. Though, I'll just throw this out, just to think about, you could still say Malva Baribus might be a Maisik Zelo also.
But Malva Baribus is different. Cause, I mean, if I charge Ribus, I'm not charging Ribus, but if I were to charge Ribus, I mean, I can't just say I'm loaning you this money. You have to accept the loan. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. you agree.
That's what Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says. It was done willingly. It wasn't an aggressive act. But based on the way the Pesukim formulated how Ribus is...
Why is that considered a Hefsid Mammon?
Because in the end, yeah, I'm losing a lot of money, though. By lending money to this person...
Right, and when I pay back, that's also a Hefsid Mammon. That's not considered stealing.
No, but you're...
This is a regular loan.
No, you caused me to lose a lot more money than I should have lost. You should have lent me for free.
Right.
Free of interest.
I understand that, but I'm saying... I mean, so you're saying we're defining a Hefsid Mammon as more money than I should have. The loan was actually for.
Yeah, I'm paying money off to buy. Yeah. Now, the other approach might be that even Malva Baribus may even be a Maisik Zela. That might also be viewed as a very aggressive act. Although you're not like grabbing from somebody, but it causes, you know, the person to, the interest to compound itself, and really, based on the Pesukim, it's a very aggressive form of interest. And maybe if you have a more expansive understanding of Maisik Zela, it doesn't mean that's a physical aggressive act. But even a aggressive act that's not so physical, that's just in, you know, this agreement you guys had made with the interest. Yeah.
So again, we're saying the Shittas here are basically Rashi and Rashi?
Yes.
So the whole...
Okay.
Are we not trying to reconcile a Stira and Rashi?
No, we're not. I think it's a Stira. I don't see how one can reconcile it.
I don't know if it could be.
No, I don't see it. And Jake wanted to give a suggestion, but I don't see how that works. Sorry.
I don't understand how this helps us by saying with Machlokas as whether you Malva Baribus is Gezel or not. What does that do for the Psul?
Mean that
Rashi still says it's even mum.
Rashi is it right? So I honestly don't think that second approach. I don't think it's Shittas Rashi. Just throwing it out there. Potentially two ways you could argue in Rashi Rashi Shana. But in the end of the day, I think you're right. I think Rashi and Sanhedrin saying he's arguing on the definition of Rashi and Chama. He doesn't think Malva Baribus is Gzela. He thinks it's really about Chim and Mammon and Chashash Meshaker. If that's what you're trying to get at.
No, I don't understand how this helps us by setting up as a focus ahead of you with Malva Baribus in regards to Gzela. Like, can you say that more?
Yeah. I mean, they both agree. Potentially, I don't think it's really true, but I'll just say that anyways. Everyone agrees that Rosh the Chumas is Dafka Gzela. Chumas means Gzela. Question is Malva Gzela also? Will that also be included in the Pesul or not?
So really,
the guy and the other guy.
You're saying the first
one. So no, then Rashi and Sanhedrin has come along with another pshat as to why he is a Rashi of the Hamas here.
He said no. I disagree. Rosh the Chumash is not Gzeres HaKos of Dafka Gzela. Rosh the Chumash means whenever there's Chim and Mammon. And Malva Baribus is Chim and Mammon.
But it's not Gezel.
Not right, it's not Gezel. Here, should I, everyone, should I review? Summarize quickly what we had said up until now?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, quickly. That Rosh Hashanah says that Malva Baribus is not Pasul Midaraisa. Because it's not Gzela. Yeah. Two assumptions he makes. One is Rosh the Chumash means Dafka Gzela. Gzela and nothing else. Assumption two is Malva Baribus is not considered Gzela. Therefore, Malva Baribus is not Pasul Midaraisa. You could potentially argue on those two assumptions, each of the assumptions. One you could say is Rosh the Chumash is not only Gzela. It's other things also. Anything that there's a Chim and Mammon. Even if it's not Gzela. Malva Baribus is Chim and Mammon, even though it's not Gzela, it's much more expansive than Rashi and Rashi Shana had thought. And that, I think, is postulate of Rashi Sanhedrin. Alternatively, I'm just throwing out there, you could have argued, no, I agree to Rashi and Rashi Shana that Rashi the Chamas is Dafka Gzela. It's a Gzera, it's a cause of Dafka Gzela. But maybe Malva Baribus is part of Gzela also. We're expanding the definition of Gzela. A Gzela may not be a Maisa Gzela. It might be Hefsid Mammon, like Gary said. Malva Baribus is also Hefsid Mammon. And then I said, well, maybe even the other way. Maybe even Malva Baribus could be a Maisik Zela also, from the other perspective, that it doesn't have to be an aggressive physical act. It could be an aggressive form of lending and collecting interest. Also might be viewed as very Vayigzas Achanas, if you have a more expansive definition of the Maisik Zela approach.
Do both Rashi's not view it as Gezel? Rashi Rosh Hashanah is not Gezel, and the Rashi and Sanhedrin says it's not Gezel as well.
He doesn't say it's not Gzela. He doesn't say that. But I think you're right. I agree with you. I don't think he thinks it is Gzela. I'm just throwing out that as a possible way to read Rashi and argue in Rashi Rosh Hashanah. My preferred reading is like what you're saying. He doesn't think Malva Berubis is Gzela. He just thinks that Rosh Dechamas is not limited to Gzela. It goes beyond that to even Malva Berubis. Any form of Chimun Mamun whenever there's Chashash Meshaker. Yeah, so I'm with that. Everyone's with me now? We're good? Great. Okay. Now, the Ad Ramah has something very interesting here. He says, and the reason why a Malva Berubis is possible. Why is Malva Berubis puzzle? Midiraisa? Because he's a Rasha. He's a Stam Rasha. Forget Rasha the Hamas. He's a Stam Rasha. He says, Midiraisa puzzle deka over alav de lo sikach meto. He violates a lav. And the chayven, the over al iser lav, havli Rasha. He's a Rasha. And once you're a Rasha, you're a puzzle. But then he says, in addition to that, there's also Rosh the Hamas here. He violates an Isser that involves in Mammon. There are really two different reasons why a Malva Berubis is possible. I mean, right now, Rashi hadn't mentioned at all why Rashi hadn't been concerned at all with the first Isser of being Stam Rasha. And we have a Stam Rasha is one Pasul and the Rosh the Hamas is just another Pasul. Rashi was never bothered by that first Rasha. He was just only concerned with Rosh the Hamas. It might be, just to keep this in your mind, there's, I guess, foreshadowing a little bit. Rashi seems to reject this ruling of Rasha Stam. Rashi may only hold that there's a Rasha Dechamas is the only type of Rasha that passes you've made this. A Stam Rasha, who violates an Isser that will give you a Chiv Malkus or a Chiv Onishim Mises Bezdim, that may not disqualify you from being an Eid or a Dayan, according to Rashi. Just keep that in mind. But Yad Ramah, Pashas is, we think a Rosh Stam is going to be qualified as a Rosh and Pasul Eidus, and that's why Yad Ramah quotes two different reasons why he's possible.
Is that a bigger Chiddush to say that a Stam Rosh isn't Pasul Eidus as opposed to...
It's a bigger Chiddush. Yeah, Pashas is we Paskin, based on the Gemara later on, that a Stam Rosh would be possible for an Eid.
Is that its own sugi? I can't ask questions on that now.
You can, but you're not going to appreciate it until you see it. You're not going to appreciate it.
So I'll hold off my question.
But yeah, I just want to throw out there, he says here, yeah. He said both. He says he's Stam Rosh because he violated a law, and he's also a Rosh Dechamas because he violated a law that he did because of money.
So he's arguing with the Nemuke Yosef?
The Nemuke Yosef. Let's get to the Nemuke Yosef. We'll get there. Let's get there next. No, well, that's what the Yad Ramah says. Okay. Now, before we get to the Nemuke Yosef, let's just do Shitas Tosfos quickly. Tosfos says, along the same conceptual understanding as Rashi here in Sanhedrin, that a Malva Beribis, although he violated an Issa Deraisa, Tosfos writes in Chav Dalam Beis, he's not going to be Pasul Mideraisa. Why is he not Pasul Mideraisa? Because Lo Mash Malay Isser. He doesn't seem to be, it doesn't appear to him as he's doing Isser, came into Midaita Yoiv. Since the guy paid up willingly, we didn't think we did anything wrong. Now, Lamaisa, you did something wrong. Even though they both agreed on paying and collecting ribis, it was an Isser. They didn't think they were doing anything wrong. And since in their mind they thought they were doing everything okay, they're considered kosher edim. And this is Tosfos L'shitaso, the very next line, that Tosfos thinks the whole psul of Rasha is that it's chashash b'shaker. We think he's going to lie. If he thinks he's doing everything okay, in his eyes he's doing everything okay, we're not concerned he's going to lie. He's an honest guy. At least so he thinks.
It's also by Mahal Berit. It's chashash b'shaker.
Yeah. It's the same psul of Rasha. Psul of Rasha. Yeah, so we're just giving examples of Psul Rasha's Masacha Bukuvia, now Malva Berubis. And so now let's move to the Nemuke Yosef in the back, the riff. So let's do the second Nemuke Yosef that I quoted. He quotes yet a different reason as to why Malva Berubis is going to be possible. So up until now, we've been speaking about two types of Rashas, a Stam Rasha and a Rasha Dechamas. Rashi thinks the whole Pesul of Malva Berubis is Rasha Dechamas, and so does the Rambam. Yad Ramah thinks there's also the Pesul of Stam Rasha for Malva Berubis. The Namuk Yosef is going to introduce a third category, which again, it's difficult because he's referring to a Gemara in Chavzayim, which we haven't seen. So just mark this down and just go back maybe and appreciate it later. He says there's a third reason why it might be possible, Amal Birbis is going to be possible with the Raisa. He says, first of all, even though he's not a Rosh of the Chamas, even though Amal Birbis is not Rosh of the Chamas, because only someone who does Ra L'Shamayim and Ra L'Brios is going to be Rosh of the Chamas. Right, the definition of Rosh of the Chamas, according to the Nemuk Yosef, is not Gzeres HaKosov of Gzela. It's not going to be a Chashash Meshaker of Chim and Mamon. It's Dafkan Isser that's going to be the Shemayim and the Brios. Has to violate something Ben Adam L'Makom and Ben Adam L'Chavera. Based on a Gemara later on, we have to just accept it for now. Because there's no violation, it's not Ra L'Shemayim. It's still viewed as it's categorized in Makom as Ben Adam L'Chavera though.
What would be both?
They say Eid Zomim B'dinei Nefash, as the Gemara says, I think. We'll have to get there. Let's just leave it aside now, based on the studies later on, Chavzayim. No, it's fine. But that's his he's a different definition of Rosh Hashanah Chamas. And therefore, Ma'al Ribbis does not fit into this category. And the reason why Ma'al Ribbis is possible is because of a different reasoning of whenever there's a taiva. What does that mean? So, the Gemara later on also says when someone has a taiva to eat, nevela, violates nevela, so he's going to be possible, because we think just like he's a taiva to eat nevela, he's also going to have a taiva to collect money and bribes to testify and to judge the case. So here too also, he says, since this guy's a taiva to collect interest, that same taiva is going to have him want to collect money also and a bribe for testimony or for judging. That's the Nukiyas to say. Again, we're not going to appreciate it right now because we haven't seen the Sukkot and Chavzayin yet. Just, you can write it down if you want and hopefully you'll appreciate it in a little bit. Okay, now, the Nemuk Yosef, the other Nemuk Yosef on the Mishnah itself, he works within the same reasoning as the Tosfos, but he makes a chiluk. He says as follows. While Tosfos said both the Malv and the Lova, both of them are really only possum with the Rabbanon, because both the Malv and the Lova think they're doing something that's okay, so they're not, there's no chash mashakir, the Nemuk Yosef wants to be machalik between the Malv and the Lova. He says only the Malv is going to be possum with the Raisa. Because he knows he's doing something wrong. It's entirely wrong what the Malva is doing. He can't justify to himself he's doing something that's okay. But the Lova, who's being mafs in money, I'm losing money. There's no way the Torah is going to forbid me from paying money. What's wrong with what I'm doing? I'm the one who's losing out here. So we know, of course, the Lova does violate an Isser. But the Lova doesn't think he is. He doesn't know that he's violating an Isser, because in his mind he didn't do anything wrong. I'm losing money. So therefore, since in his mind he's doing everything okay, he's an honest guy, we'll accept his testimony also. He will not be possible. Dare I say.
But the Malva...
Malva is doing something wrong. You can't justify that. Tosus thinks... Yeah.
He's saying Malva... Oh, he's saying this is not within Tosus' zone. Yeah. The Malva is possible to Raisa, but the Lova is possible to Rabban.
Exactly. Wow. So basically they're arguing about whether Malva is going to be possible to Raisa or not. Namuk Yosef says, of course the Malva is possible to Raisa. You can't claim, I didn't know. Can't claim ignorance there. Tosfos says, no, he can. The Malva can claim ignorance. The guy gave it to me willingly. I didn't pressure him in any way. So, that's what later on he says. He's not going to be Rosh of the Chamas. He's going to be possible because of the taiva that he has of collecting money. But Rosh of the Chamas, according to Nemuk Yosef, is someone who's Ra L'Shamayim and Ra L'Brios. Different definition of Rosh of the Chamas. And exactly. Now that we're not going to fully appreciate it just yet, but it's a different category, right? Okay. Now you want to say something about Nemuk Yosef arguing?
I thought from the first Nemuk Yosef that we did about it, that it's only cuffing. It's the desire.
Uh huh.
So I thought that was arguing the Aram, but I guess it's not.
Okay. Now let's move to the Rush. The Rush is what's the suffix the Rush has?
What Simon is this in the Rosh?
Simon Zion, Paragimel Simon Zion. The Rosh says, what's the din of the Arev and the Edim? Are these people going to be possible as well? So he says that the Rebbe was mistapping about such a din, whether they're possible or not. Even though the Edim are not chimin mamon, they should still be possible, because we're passing like a bai later on, that you don't need an Edi Chamas. Even, you don't need a Rosh of the Chamas. Even a Stam Rosh is going to be possible. That's how we paskin. Everyone other than Rashi seems to paskin a Stam Rosh would be enough to passel you. So just like a Malv and Lover passel because they violated an Isser in their Rosh, so to the Edim and the Arev violated, there's an Isser Deraisa for the Edim and the Arev. They too are going to be considered Rosh, Stam Rosh, and would be passel. And the only suffix he has is, well, why, if you're violating an Isser and they're Rasha, so why wouldn't they be Pasul then, according to this opinion of Abaye? So the only reason why you would think they might be Kasher is because they maybe the Edim and Arev don't realize they're doing an Isser. Just like Tosos thinks that Mava doesn't think he's doing an Isser and therefore Kasher. And Mukyosu thinks that Lova's not doing an Isser and therefore he's Kasher. So do the Edim and the Arev. What do? I just signed something. I didn't take anybody's money. I didn't give anybody money. I did nothing. So in their eyes, they think they're doing something that's okay. Although they're really doing an Isser, in their eyes, they think they're doing something that's okay. But so, fine, if their eyes are doing something okay, it's all about Chashash Meshaker, so why would you passel that Edim then? In the first place, if the Edim and Arif think they're doing nothing wrong, why would you passel them? What's the suffix of the Rush? Yeah. Ah! It's not about Chashash Meshaker. It's something about Gzeres HaKasov. You're a Rasha. Lamaisi, you did something wrong. We don't care whether you think you did something wrong or not. It's not about Chashash Meshaker. The goof of the Safik is as follows. Is the nature of the Pesul Rasha Chamas or Rasha Stam, is it Gzeres HaKasov? Or is it Chashash Meshaker? If it's Gzeres HaKasov, so Lamaisa, they violated an Isser. Even though they didn't know they were violating an Isser, they're Rasha. Or, no, the whole Pesul Rasha is Chashash Meshaker. We're concerned they're going to lie. His only concern they're going to lie is if they think they did something wrong. If they think they're doing something that's okay, that won't necessarily lead to them lying. That perhaps might be the suffix in the rush. Okay, so what else we have here? And finally, the Rambam. That's the Rambam Hilchos Malva Lova. He says that and beyond the Malv and the Lover violating the Isser, so to the Arev and the Sofer and the Aid, all of them also violate Isser. Okay.
So what does Rambam say? Everyone's violating
Isser. Everyone, the Malv, the Lover, the Arev, the Sofer, the Edim, everyone involved in this case of Ribbis, everyone involved is violating an Isser. Now, does that necessarily mean they're going to be Pasul Edus?
No.
Very good, Jay. So the Rambam, or the Magen Mishnah, who is it? The Kesem Mishnah, Hilchos Edus. So he quotes from Rabbeinu Yerucham.
Kesem Mishnah,
Hilchos Edus. Yeah, Yud Dalet. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that Rabbeinu doesn't count the Edom Bipsul Edus, the Edom of Malva Berbis. Because he wrote it already in Hilchos Malva Velova. He wrote there that the Edim and the Sofrim, all of them are over the Isser. Mimela, they're apostle.
Wait, does it mean Rabbi Yerucham says the Rambam doesn't count Edim in Hilchos Edus because he means he wrote it already in...
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just clarifying.
He holds like it or he holds it enough in
Malva? So Rabbeinu Yerucham thinks, the Rambam thinks they're apostle. Edim are apostle.
Edim
are apostle. But the Rambam never really says that. He just says they violate an Isser. So the Keshe Mishnah says you can't bring a riot from there that even though they're over him in Isser, since they're not B'nai Malkus and they don't take any money away, they're not going to be Rosh of the Chamas. Because the Keshe Mishnah understands this is exactly the suffix of the Rosh. The Keshe Mishnah says there's no chimin mamon here. There's no, it's not rush. Rush the chamas is only when you take money when there's a chashash meshaker. So they're not going to be pasul. Rabbeinu Yerucham would think no. It's based on violating an isser, gzeres hakasov. Yeah.
Are we trying to say, in a sense, that Russia the Hamas versus Stam Russia is comparable to Chakir of Chashash Meshacher and like Zeres HaKosov? Or are those like I mean,
we had the same Chakir in both categories right now. Within Russia, you could say raise that Safek, and within Russia the Hamas, you could raise that Chakir.
Uh-huh. We're not saying that they're similar.
At least not yet, we haven't. We may sometime down the line, but not. We haven't said that yet.
How are you saying that? This must only be because of the mission in Europe?
That whether or not the Rambam includes... The reasoning the Kesem Mishnah says, why does the Rambam not think Edim are possible? Because they haven't taken any money. There's no Chim and Mammon here. There's no Chashash Meshacher here.
It's Kesem Mishnah.
Right. The Rabbi Yeruchim would say that no, it's Gzeres HaKosov. You're violating Isser, you're Russia, the Hamas, regardless of if you're taking money or not. You're Russia, Stam.
Because he's arguing on whether Russia, it's not close whether Russia or Russia, the Hamas, is Kesem Mishnah would require you to be Russia, the Hamas.
No, because the Ram already said you need both of them. The Kesem Mishnah addresses that. He says, if you're going to be a Russia, Stam, you have to be Chayiv Malkus or something. And then Edom are not Chayiv Malkus. And that discussion, there's a discussion whether Edom are actually Chayiv Malkus or not. For Ribbis. The Mishnah Lamech talks about that. We're not going to get into that now.
What the
nature of Rosh Nechamas is. Is it Chashash Meshacher? And only if you're taking money? Or no, it's whenever you're Gzeres HaKosov, you're Rosh Nechamas because you violated an Isser even though you might not be taking any money. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here.
So,
yeah. You want to record?
So,